Let's go! The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Leinster Rugby. If you're a rugby fan, you will know all about this. But if not, it's an interesting story. They move across the city of Dublin this weekend from their normal home of the Aviva Stadium to Croke Park for their Champions Cup semi-final against Northampton Saints, happening on Saturday. And given it's also in the middle of the GAA Season 2, we want to know how long does it take to get Croke Park rugby ready, basically. So on the line, no better man, pitch manager at Croke Park, is Stuart Wilson. And he is on the line this morning. Morning, Stuart, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Excellent, very good. So how long does it take? You have to turn it from a GAA pitch into a rugby pitch. I mean, what is the difference for a start? I mean, it's different size bars and, you know, there's no net. Sure, there's not in the rugby kind of goalposts. What do you have to do? How long does it take?
Yeah, so the process is going to take nearly all the way up to the game on Saturday. So it all really started on Sunday evening after the Leinster semi-finals. The pitch was repaired after that, and then we have to obviously remove all of the GAA lines and start to then look at taking posts down. GAA posts came down then first thing Monday morning. The rugby posts go up. So yeah, there's a big difference. There's 4 metre difference in the height of the rugby post. So once we'd got that done, then it was on to the actually measuring the rugby pitch out. So we wanted to make sure that we've got everything measured accurately on Monday. So the full pitch, the posts are up and the pitch was marked out.
And then the actual dimensions of the pitch are bigger or smaller than a GAA pitch?
Yeah, they're actually quite a bit smaller. So it's roughly about 70% of a GAA pitch.
Right.
We're 100 and, from dead ball line to dead ball line in rugby, it's 120 metres, whereas the GAA pitch is 144 long. So it moves in and 70 metres wide, and the GAA pitch is 86 metres wide in Croke Park. So everything, moves in quite a bit. So that obviously changes the management slightly, because we're going to have, things like signs moving in closer to the pitch. Just for the players, if the signs are too far away, then it's just going to seem strange to them. So that changes our management a little bit. We're literally working on the presentation now. We've changed the actual pitch pattern on the pitch to make it look more like a rugby pitch, more like a rugby venue. So we've been working hard on that. And then we're really working on the playability. Rugby's obviously, scrummaging is fairly intense. So it's important for us with, monitoring moisture and things like that to ensure.
What about kind of the actual length of the grass and all that? Is it exactly the same, or is there a difference there as well?
Yeah, we'll be at 30 mil for this, so it'll be exactly the same as for GAA, which works for both, So we also have to think after this rugby match, we've got Leinster finals, so we can't change too much. But to be honest with you, the height of cut is perfect for both, to be honest with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe you previously worked for Arsenal. Does that mean you're a fan of Arsenal, or,
Believe it or not, I'm a Spurs fan.
Very good. But anyway, they kept you going for a while in Arsenal. Yeah, they're doing quite well. And what about your own lawn at home? Does that look pretty good? Do you make any adjustments to that?
It nearly has to, because my neighbours probably give me a bit of stick, to be honest with you, with the job that I do. It does look well at times,
Right, excellent. Very good. And are you going to be actually at the match yourself?
Yeah, we'll be working, So obviously we have to, there'll be repairs at half-time, and we've got to prep the pitch on Saturday morning. We'll be in very early. So the last cut and the pitch will be marked out.
Will you be watching through your fingers when you see the turf chop up around scrums and all that? Because, I mean, it's rough stuff, isn't it?
It is rough stuff, but with the actual playing surface we've got in Croke Park now, it's a hybrid turf pitch. I'd be very confident that it'll be absolutely fine. So scrummaging's going to... It's going to probably cause a little bit more damage than potentially GAA would, but I'm very confident in the pitch, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay. And speaking of confidence, you're a big Northampton Saints fan as well, I believe.
I am. Yeah.
How do you feel it's going to go?
I'd like to think it'll be close. I believe Leinster probably will be too strong, to be honest with you. But Northampton are playing well. They're in form, you just hope it's a good game. If Saints can stay close until half time, then it'll be interesting. But my gut feeling is Leinster will be too strong.
I think the weather forecast is decent enough as well, isn't it?
It looks good, yeah. There's a drop of rain overnight, I think Friday night, which will actually help us with playability, So, it's looking good, yeah.
All right. Stuart Wilson, thank you very much for talking to us. Cheers. All the best. Enjoy the game. Thanks.
Thank you.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, weekdays from 6 a.m.